This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. There is still no deal for a ceasefire in Gaza, but there is growing optimism. President Biden says he hopes a ceasefire will be reached within days. More from NPR's Giles Snyder.
President Biden says he hopes to have a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas in place by early next week.
My national security advisor tells me that we're close. We're close. It's not done yet. And my hope is by next Monday, we'll have a ceasefire.
Biden spoke to reporters about the prospects for a deal during a stop at an ice cream shop while campaigning in New York City. On Sunday, White House security advisor Jake Sullivan said that negotiators have reached an understanding on the outlines of a temporary ceasefire that would also free hostages and allow more humanitarian aid to enter Gaza. The U.S. is reported to be pushing for a deal by March 10th, the beginning of Ramadan. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
The U.S. Supreme Court is trying to decide how much free speech protection should be afforded to big social media companies. As NPR's Gary Johnson reports, the justices are evaluating state laws that take aim at a perceived bias against conservative views.
Justices Clarence Thomas and Alito seem to take issue with what the platforms call content moderation. It was kind of a euphemism for censorship, they said. But Justice Brett Kavanaugh took a really different view. He says only the government engages in censorship. When a private company decides what to include or exclude, that usually gets First Amendment protection, he said. And the Chief Justice John Roberts says it matters whether it's the government or a private business making those big decisions about content.
NPR's Gary Johnson reporting. There is a growing body of evidence that links air pollution to brain diseases, such as Alzheimer's. NPR's Alejandro Burunda reports on a new study from the journal Neurology, which further adds to that research.
Tiny particles like soot from car exhaust are so minuscule they can slip into people's bloodstreams. But that's not all.
If you breathe in the particles through your nose, they can enter the olfactory nerve, and from there they can enter directly your brain.
That's Anke Hulz. She's a researcher at Emory University and led the new study. It found a strong link between air pollution from cars and trucks and markers of Alzheimer's disease in people's brains. The pollution made a bigger difference for people who were not genetically predisposed to the disease. The EPA recently tightened standards for soot pollution. But pollution levels in Atlanta, where the study was focused, were basically at those new limits. Hula says that suggests the limits should be even tighter. Alejandra Burunda, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks closed lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 62 points. The Nasdaq lost 20 points. And the S&P 500 added 19 points. You're listening to NPR News. Southern California Edison has agreed to pay $80 million to settle claims that its equipment caused a wildfire that destroyed more than 1,000 homes in 2017. The so-called Timas Fire in the Los Padres National Forest scorched over 280,000 acres. The settlement came in a Justice Department lawsuit designed to recoup costs incurred by the U.S. Forest Service. A Houston-based company says it's received data and images from a probe it landed last week on the lunar surface. As NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports, the probe landed successfully, but fell over on touchdown.
The robotic lander called Odysseus touched down to within just a mile of its intended site near the lunar south pole, according to Intuitive Machines, the company that built the lander. Intuitive Machines also posted pictures from the probe's descent to the surface on social media. Shortly after landing on the moon, Odysseus unexpectedly tipped onto its side. Because of its position and changing lighting conditions, mission controllers say they only expect to be able to operate for another day or so before Odysseus's solar panels lose power. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
February's end is bringing some wild weather to much of the nation. The Northwest U.S. is being hit with snow, even as the Midwest gets a bit of summer. Travel could be dangerous late overnight Monday across parts of the Oregon Cascades and Northern Rockies, with the National Weather Service predicting near blizzard conditions in those regions. U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Whether you're planning a weekend away or an international adventure, All Trips Annual Travel Insurance can protect every trip you take for the next 365 days. Get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.